Hi, Katie. How are you? You're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about the business. It's called Little Heroes. So first of all, maybe start off by telling me where the idea came from.
Yeah, our business, Little Heroes, came from kind of me and David when we were in TY. We were kind of brainstorming and stuff. And we came to the idea of making teddy bears for like children's in hospitals and different things like that. So we went to like charity shops and stuff like that. So we decided we were going to make teddy bears out of like teddies from charity shops and stuff, just with different medical devices on them, such as like insulin pumps, hearing aids. We're making ones with like a cane and stuff, and just different things that would make children feel more comforted and stuff in hospitals. But we picked teddy bears because we thought that everyone likes a teddy bear, so it's kind of age friendly for everyone.
It certainly is, and it's a lovely idea, and it's really nice that you brought different, I suppose, aspects of people's own experiences and maybe illnesses that people might be suffering into it as well. I suppose, why did you want to do that, Katie?
Like, I came up with the idea because I have a good friend who, when he was younger and even now, he still suffers from different illnesses and stuff, like he has diabetes and stuff. And he was kind of saying one day that it's kind of really difficult being a child and a teen with illnesses. Like, when he was younger, there wasn't really stuff to, like, relate to or, like, bring comfort. So that's why we decided to make the business, make the stories that come with each teddy, just to give the children something to relate to and teens alike.
Yeah, that's brilliant and a great idea and a lovely inclusive idea as well. And as you said, a way for people to relate to, as was their own life experience as well, through the teddy bear, which is lovely. I suppose having the initial idea, Katie, and then seeing it come into, I suppose, real life and into a business, how do you feel now looking back at all the work you've done and where the business is at the moment?
Yeah, it was really shocking, especially when we went to the Young Social Innovators competition. It felt like more real, because like up until that it was like just different bits and stuff, but when it came together and we started getting orders and stuff, it was amazing. Like,
yeah, I can imagine. It sounds brilliant. So Izzy, I want to talk to you a little bit about making the bears. I think Katie was telling me there, you know, that each bear was designed to represent different life experiences and different illnesses as well. So will you tell me a little bit maybe about the materials that you used to make these bears?
Yeah, so I suppose we used kind of a lot of sustainable materials, really. We did a lot of our work with the 3D printers in our school. And for the capes that we made for the bears, I had some old materials and Sinead brought some in. And we kind of just sewed them together then ourselves. And we did a teddy bear drop-off in our school. And we got like quite a lot of bears and other like teddies from people that are just didn't want them anymore, didn't have a use for them.
Yeah, brilliant. And it sounds like it was a lot of hard work, I suppose, and a lot of, you know, gathering of materials and things like that. How long did it take you, I suppose, from start to finish to get a number of the bears from the initial condition they were at the start up to, I suppose, selling point?
It took about 3 to 4 weeks, I think, for like gathering a lot of the bears and like the materials that we used. But when it came to actually putting everything together, it took like a few months to like kind of really get it going.
And were you happy with how they turned out in the end, Izzy?
Yeah, we were really happy with them, especially because we all had to work on them like separately sometimes, because trying to do them and schoolwork at the same time, it was challenging.
I can imagine it's a lot of work to take on. Sinead, you were also working on the bears, and I know Izzy told me there that you use a lot of sustainable material. Was that important for you that they were sustainable, I suppose, and that you were doing your bit for the environment?
Yeah, sustainability was definitely a big thing for us, and we really wanted like for old teddies to get a new home and have some new love. Our prototypes were our first ones. They weren't fully sustainable, but then we wanted to improve them like as our business grew.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. And I know you use a 3D printer as well, which sounds really cool. So tell me a small bit about that, I suppose, and what you used it for, and I suppose how it added to the business as well.
So the 3D printing, it's a lot more sustainable than traditional manufacturing. So we're reducing material waste by up to 90%.
Brilliant. That's great. And were you happy with how it turned out in the end then, Sinead?
Yeah, we were very happy with how they turned out.
Brilliant. It sounds fantastic and a really, really great idea. So Leila, talk me through the whole process. So the girls have told me that you did a lot of collecting and that took quite a lot of time to get all the materials and things as well. Was it hard to kind of come up with the vision then to make the teddy bears unique, I suppose, and for each of them to represent a different experience or a different illness maybe?
I think since we had like people come to us about their experiences, it was so nice to have like opportunities and stories by other people that we could refer from.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And it probably made it a nice kind of personal touch then for people, because as you said, they shared their experiences with you. So then to be able to create something, it must have been a very special experience.
Yeah, I think it was great to put everything together. Like, every teddy represents inclusion and courage and showing that everyone is like a hero in their own way.
Yeah, it certainly does. It's fantastic. How did you find the whole process, Leila? Did you enjoy it, or was it difficult or more challenging maybe than you thought it might be?
Well, at first I thought it was like challenging to come up with the whole story. But once we started to like put them together, and once it got closer to like the competition, I thought it came along so well.
Brilliant. It sounds like it really did. It sounds like you put a lot of hard work into it, but it paid off, which is lovely to see. So David, talk me through the whole process, I suppose, of setting up this business. You know, you had a great idea, and how did you take it from an idea into a reality maybe? Was it difficult, and was the whole process of creating business plans and all that, was that maybe challenging, or how did you find it?
Yeah, it was very challenging at first, you know, trying to like brainstorm ideas and trying to see, did we have a target market and was there other competitors out there? Once we had all that kind of out of the way, we were able to form our business plan. And once we had that done, it really just assisted us with literally everything, because obviously in the business plan, you have to have everything laid out, such as like the product idea generation, our marketing and our market research. So once we had our business plan done, it really just helped us along the road.
That's brilliant. Was it able to kind of focus the minds a little bit? It sounds like it was, from what you're saying there, that you kind of had this plan in place. And I suppose you were able to put steps in place then to meet those targets that you had set.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. Even though like the plan is there now, we're still constantly adding to it.
That's brilliant. What elements of the business did you, or creating the business even, did you enjoy the most, David, do you think?
Definitely the marketing, I think we all enjoyed the most, because we, on our Instagram page, for example, we were like making content on that, such as reels and videos, trying to engage with our audience. I think that was definitely most enjoyable.
Yeah, I can imagine. Is it difficult to come up with something in terms of marketing that stands out from the crowd? I suppose it's quirky and different, you know, given that there's so much on social media today. Was that kind of a challenge, but a fun one by the sounds of it?
Yeah, it was definitely a challenge. You know, you're trying to keep up with constant trends and stuff like that. But I think we managed carefully, because we all spend so much hours on our phones. It's kind of a good thing as a young person that you know like what's going on social media, so you're able to employ that into the business.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear. And I know as well, an aspect of your business that you were very proud of as well was Gaeilge. You introduced it. Talk me through how you did that.
Yeah, so each little hero teddy is given a unique name in Irish, celebrating and promoting our national language. The names are carefully chosen to reflect the teddy's story, their personality or their ability. For example, one of our mascots was Mishnuk, which means courage, as Gaeilge. So like this creative touch, it not only does cultural heritage, but it also encourages others to use and appreciate the Irish language in everyday life.
It does. Yeah, that's a lovely touch to the business. It sounds like it's been going quite well. What kind of reaction have you been getting from, I suppose, the general public to the business?
I think the general public have just been touched by it, because basically there's nothing out there like us. Especially we received a load of feedback when we were at the Enterprise Awards in MTU. So that really kind of gave us a boost in our confidence.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's brilliant. If anyone is listening, David, and they want to find out a little bit more, or they want to maybe order one of the teddies, can they still do that?
They can, of course. Yeah. All the information is on our Instagram, Little Heroes Ireland.
Brilliant. Fantastic. So, Cathal, as their teacher, how is an experience like this beneficial to the students, I suppose, as they look to the future?
Yeah, well, I suppose, Amber, the main benefit for the students, I guess, really is putting into practice what they're learning in the classroom. I've been trying for a number of years to get students to enter this competition from our school here. There's a huge amount of work that has to go into it to even get a spot in the Student Enterprise Programme. So a lot of students kind of feel a bit daunted by that challenge. But I have to say the guys were absolutely outstanding. And I think for many students as well, you know, a lot of students will have an idea, but it's just taking the courage to actually recognise that their idea is actually a viable business opportunity, and to go and do the market research, put in a little bit of work. And once the guys started on that process, they were absolutely outstanding. So I guess the big benefit for me in watching them through this process is just the hands-on skills that they're learning in setting up a business enterprise.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for them as well, because you mentioned the lifelong skills there they're learning. You know, they're learning them now, I suppose, and they're learning about them in books, but then they're putting them into practice through a competition like this and setting up a business like they have done. But they're going to stand to them into the future when they start, I suppose, you know, finishing school and moving into the world of work as well, which is fantastic.
100%, yeah. And like, you know, whether or not this business is successful, you know, it is, and I think can be viable in the long term. But like the main thing for me, I suppose, as a teacher and for the guys is that they're learning mistakes along the way. And one of the girls are even mentioned to me that we've three of the girls in TY, and they had, as part of another program that we're involved in here, the Towards Your Future program, they had mock interviews with employees from and management from SSE, who we team up with here in the school. Mm-hmm. And she was even mentioning to me that a huge part of her interview was talking about this whole process in the Student Enterprise Awards. And she said, you know, she got massive feedback from the interviewer on that. So look, they're learning lifelong skills in terms of setting up a business. They're learning communication skills, confidence skills, and it's standing to them. It's something they can put on their CV, and, you know, it will help them in future endeavors as well. But I really hope that they stick at this, because I really think it is a business that can last into the future, like, you know.
It certainly sounds like it is. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me. It's been lovely to have you all on the show.
No problem. Thanks for taking the time, Amber. All the best.